Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 2019 London Swine Conference. My guest is Dr. Sylvain Messier, a veterinarian with Demeter Veterinary Services. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Messier.
Thank you.
As part of the 2019 London Swine Conference, you discussed detecting and treating sick pigs, lessons learned from top producers. First of all, when it comes to sick or slowly developing pigs, how do the top producers react and address these?
Yeah. First of all, we surveyed those producers about that question, and most of them came back with a lot of little management points they are doing to just prevent the pigs to be sick. And that's one of the things. So first of all, they try to minimize the number of sick pigs by doing a very good management. And then they will try to very quickly identify the pigs that are not follow the other pigs and isolate those pigs and act individually on those pigs.
In terms of management, what are the factors that the top producers tend to focus on when preparing barns for new batches of piglets? And why and how important are these factors?
Yeah, the cleaning process of the barn or the room will be one of the main things first. And all producers will clean their barn typically before a new batch of pigs, but those producers will pay attention to some really little detail. Some example of those detail would be like making sure the feed lines are empty before to start cleaning the rooms, not just the feeder, but the feed lines also. They will also make sure to clean their water lines on a routine basis and put fresh water to the piglets. That's the kind of little things that those producers will do on the top of what the average producer will do.
In terms of feeding, what do top producers watch for in terms of the piglets themselves and why?
Yeah, on the feeding side, they will make sure pigs have access to fresh feed first. And they will also make sure that they will stimulate feed intake as much as possible by starting the pigs with multiple meals for the first few days in a room, especially in a nursery, but even in a finisher. Make sure there's not too much feed in a feeder, but just enough for a few hours and have fresh feed coming to stimulate pigs to heat. And then they will look at individual pigs, and if any pigs have an empty stomach, they will just put those pigs aside and put them in a less competitive area and stimulate them with individual feeding.
What are the benefits of this type of sorting, and how are pigs typically separated to maximize the benefits?
Yeah, on that, as I mentioned in my presentation, there's some survey that talk about not a real benefit to sort pigs versus leave the pigs of different size in each pens. But those survey were done with no special care on the different group of pigs. So they were either sorting pigs in low, medium, and heavy pigs versus mixed pen. And they had a little better performance with the mixed pen. While the top producer, what they do, they will split their heavy, small, and medium pigs, but they will feed them in accordingly to their size. So they will adapt the feeding program to the size of the pigs. They will also be in a better position to make an intervention on a pigs that not follow the group, while if they are all the same size in a pen, it's easy to see the one that are falling behind.
What can producers do to stimulate feed intake, especially among those less productive or compromised piglets, and how effective can these strategies be?
Yeah, there's different things and that can be done, and to stimulate the feed intake of those pigs is making sure when you feed them, there's enough feeder space so they all eat together in the same pen. So if you have 20 pigs in a pen in a small pen or a sick pen, you want to be sure when you put new fresh feed in there, everybody eat at the same time. Otherwise, some of the weakest pigs will just stay behind and they will go back and sleep and not stand back when the first pigs are done eating. So that's one thing. Then you can also play with a wet feed, mix of water and feed together. That's another way to stimulate those pigs to start eating, especially the one that seems to drink but not heat. Then you just shut down the water in those pens and put them a kind of a soup of mix of a feed and water, so they will really have to heat something.
You mentioned the importance of fresh feed. Why is this a factor?
Yeah. All right. That's even more important while the pigs are younger, because there's a lot of milk byproduct in the first phase of feed, and all those product will kind of lose freshness very quickly. So that's one thing. And even if the pigs get older, fresh feed is just more, it's a stimulation for the pigs. It's create more appetite in those pigs. And that's the importance of getting the feeder empty once a while, because feed will not necessarily disappear always from the top to the bottom, but it may go in the middle, and then you can have old feed sitting either in a feeder on a corner or in a feed bins, in the corner of the feed bins. So getting that empty once a while, putting fresh feed will make a difference.
What are the potential dividends of keeping close attention to these details?
Yeah. What I seen will be basically improved performance on those pigs, so on those farms. So those producers that really care about all those details seems to be the producer ending up with the best feed efficiency, with the best growth rate. So seems to make a difference for those producers in terms of overall performances. And on their cost of production, if they interact only on the pigs that need to be medicated or need an intervention, and they don't put medication in the entire group, they end up with a lower cost of production and probably a lower risk of disease resistance and stuff like that.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I'd like to thank you for the interview, and I hope the information will be useful for producers. And I can just say I want to thank the producer that we survey, and when we put that presentation together, because we've learned a lot from them, and we have to keep learning from the best producers.
Thank you very much. Our guest has been Dr. Sylvain Messier, a veterinarian with Demeter Veterinary Services. At the 2019 London Swine Conference for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.